I just wanted to add that there was a period of time when the management, KPFA management, during the period that Concerned Listeners Save KPFA had a majority on the board, that they de-recognized the unpaid staff organization. Also, that unpaid staff do most of the work. They work very hard, and yes, a lot of them are not transient. So.
I'd just like to say that I'm glad we all agree that the volunteer staff are not subhuman.
Okay, I just want to say a few things on this too. And that is, people over there just say whatever they want. They just say things whatever they want, whether it has any basis in fact whatsoever. The thing with the UPSO is that, yes, there's an unpaid staff organization that goes way back. It had pretty much died out, as my understanding. This was before I was on the board. And what happened is, with the election in 2002, everything changed at KPFA. All of the organizations, the institutions there, became part of a conflict, a power struggle for the control of the board. And what happened with the unpaid staff organization is that there is a thing in the bylaws in which unpaid staff organization is able to determine the qualifications for voting of the unpaid staff. So without the unpaid staff organization, there is a set number of hours that unpaid staff has to work to get voting rights. And when an unpaid staff organization comes about, it can change that situation. That was the problem with the unpaid staff organization. Nobody opposed the right of the unpaid staff to have an organization, but a specific UPSO had effects which basically watered down the vote of both the unpaid staff and the paid staff, who put in longer hours at the station. So it was, and everything has become subordinated to this fight for power, and it's very, very hard to get a straight talk on anything. As far as the budget goes, like I said, I know I'm not an expert on this thing, but Brian Edwards Tinkert has put in an explanation for the very things that Tracy is talking about on our website. Now, our website is called savekpfa.org. It was originally savekpfa.net, but we can't use that because Tracy here, Rosenberg, has control over that. And she discovered that we were going to use that net. She went and got control of it. Now, maybe that's funny, right? But I think there's some kind of thing here about trying to be transparent and to talk these things out and not play dirty political games. And that's what's happening here. When I sit and listen to this stuff here, and I look at the guy over there who I had time, I remember the police were called on you, you know? It's like, it's incredible. People will just say anything they want, and it's very sad. And it makes a discussion of real problems that we have to deal with.
Just
10 seconds.
Still got 5 seconds.
Got 10 seconds?
You got 1 minute. Your slave has 1 minute.
Let me just chime in the fact that, let me just say, the police were called on me, and when I found out the police were called on me, I went down to the Berkeley Police Department and I asked for a police record of what had happened. And basically it said that I said that I would not leave, but when they got there, I was gone already, so there was no issue, and I got a report of that. And the main thing I want to point out is the fact that Louis Sawyer was the one that would not allow me in the station, and he was a member of the Concerned Listeners. I mean, does that not sound like something fishy?
Look, at the last board meeting, people have been threatened physically. Dan Siegel said he would punch somebody out because he was served by a lawsuit. Now, whether you agree or not that somebody should be served with a lawsuit at a meeting, you don't threaten to punch somebody out. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. This is the kind of stuff that's going on at these boards. We have to end this whole atmosphere. It's crazy. It's a diversion, and it's internecine warfare. We have to get to what we need to do to rebuild the station, a vision and a plan. I think that's what we really should be discussing here. And we have to focus on that if we're going to save build KPFA, rebuild it in Pacifica. Well, we're for the folio being reestablished, and actually it'd be a way of getting advertising for a folio. There are many advertisers who would like to be reach the audience of KPFA and Pacifica who would be in a folio. It could be available online and hard copy with the schedule about the programs we're doing. I mean, we need a newsletter, an electronic newsletter. What's happening to KPFA? They're good shows, they're interesting shows. There could be articles in this newsletter about the shows, about the programmers, about the issues in different languages. We could have Korean, we could have Chinese. How about some programming to those communities that addresses their issues? This is the kind of thing that would be exciting to people and would enlarge the audience of KPFA Pacifica. The other thing is, we have to get outside the box of just being a radio station, as many others have done. We have to become a multimedia platform. We have to have video. We have to have interactive things where people from the community can put in video and can comment and debate. It doesn't have to be just on what's on the air on KPFA. We have to be seen as the portal of what's happening in America with the working people, with the immigrants, with all the communities. We could do that. And we have international communities here that can have great programming because they're from these communities all around the world. We have to integrate them into the news. We have to integrate them to all parts of the station. Then people say, KPFA, that's what's happening. That's where you go to find out what's really going on in this country and in this world. We can do that. And it should be done, and it can be done. And with the technology, this is what we have to do if we're going to be relevant to people in this country. This is what we have to do. It's not a question of if, can, and when. It's we have to do it now if we're going to really make this change that we have to make. Thank you.
I'm going to go over here.
I've been at... I remember this one huge Mumbia Bujumal rally. There was thousands of people, if not like tens of thousands of people. And then walking away with the feeling of like, wow, that was really important. And then getting in the car with my friend and then turning on KBFA, and there was just some sleepy stuff going on. And it was like, it didn't happen. So then you get home, you turn on the TV stations, and of course they're not gonna cover what happened. And if they do, it's a blip. And the fact that KBFA is not that, you know, at all these rallies and demonstrations that I go to, and KPFA is not really there. There's not even anybody there that's recording audio or video. And if there are citizens that do that, there's nobody at KPFA that seems to be interested in putting it up on the website. I would like for KPFA to have like searchable articles, some follow-up on issues. At KPFA, when issues are mentioned, they're hot-button issues, they come up, there's some response, they're covered, but then they go away, the cloud passes, and then we move on. There's no way that I can go, okay, if I want to reference an issue, I can search what KPFA covered and what KPFA reported, and then I can compare that to the new development in it now, 6 months later, etc. Like I can do on Indie Bay, for example, or even on democracynow.org. I know that they've got quite some funding now, but that's kind of like what I would like to see at KPFA, you know, a way that activists can really access information and then be informed, and then community members can also, when they do have their interest piqued by an issue, they can search it on KPFA. The archives are not even searchable as far as I know. And now there's a new thing about 14 days and then the archive is gonna be gone. That's crazy. You know, I think there should be some history, and definitely like Tracy was mentioning, and what I mentioned at the last forum is I hope that the editorial direction of KPFA is considered. KPFA does have an editorial direction. It's just a bit fractured. I hope that there's a way that we can have dialogue in and around KPFA for what that editorial direction would be. I know that on that side of the room, maybe they have one idea, and maybe on this side there's another idea. But even if there's a split at KPFA, why not talk about that publicly and say that, okay, well, you know, a lot of us would like to go this way, a lot of us like to go this way, and maybe just put it all out there. Why not? You know, and engage the community and really outreach for increasing listenership and revenue. When I go to rallies and I talk to people and I ask them what the issues are that interest them, it's a lot of what KPFA covers. But for some reason, there's not a whole lot of interest in the community's point of view at KPFA. What I see the direction of KPFA going is like a Harper's Magazine of the radio, you know, and it's kind of like talking to people and not with people. And when I hear the buzzword of professionalism, I wonder if they don't mean paternalism. I mean it.